Attention Austin guitarists, are you in need of setup or repair on your axe? Well, be it electric or acoustic, I have the guy for you. That's Jason Swedberg over at J. Scott Luthrie. Find him at J. Scott Luthrie on Facebook. I've been taking my guitars to Jason for over 20 years, and he's got the best prices and fastest service in town. Find him at J. Scott Luthrie on Facebook or at jason.swedberg@gmail.com. That's jason.swedberg@gmail.com. J. Scott Luthrie, great place to take your guitars. Let's get down.
Did I get here? And now here is your host, Johnny Mowdy.
All right, hello, I'm Johnny, I'm your host. Welcome to the show. I hope you all have had a great week, whatever it is you do during the week. I have had a good week. It's been eventful. There's been a lot of stuff going on with the Austin Music Foundation. All kinds of stuff. A lot of practicing with Skyrocket. Got a bunch of gigs this weekend. Say, by the way, if you live in Houston, the day that this comes out, Friday, July 20th, Skyrocket will be at Fitzgerald's. Come on down. We start about 9 and play till about 12:30. It's a party. Then tomorrow night, Saturday, we'll be going to the Rustic in Dallas and playing a private show up there. That is my weekend. I hope that you are going to have a great weekend yourself. I have a great show for you guys today. Artist and musician Mary Streepy is here. Now, she is in the band QQ, which also features my friend Carrie Clark. It's an all-girl, like, shoegaze rock and roll band. They just released a new album last year that's absolutely fantastic, and that's actually where I saw them. I went to the in-store because I heard that Carrie had a new band and that my friend John Sanchez had produced, like, half the record or something. So I went out to End of an Ear one Sunday. It was real cold. And I went and watched this great band, QQ. And I loved them. And I started emailing Carrie and being like, hey, man, got to get you guys on the show. But she's not up for doing the podcast, which is fine with me. I have a lot of friends that aren't. And that's absolutely fantastic. I don't judge any band or friend by them coming on the show. But Mary, I've been seeing her art on, I've been following her art on Instagram. I've been following her on Facebook. I've been seeing the photos that my friend Todd Wolfson has taken with her. And I reached out to her. And I was like, man, come on in. Let's talk about all this stuff. She's an amazing artist. She's not only a great musician. You might know her former band, The Bumpin' Uglies, which then was shortened to The Buglies. She also has solo music. And in QQ, she plays drums, and I think she plays guitar on some songs. They switch instruments some. She sings. She writes. She's absolutely fantastic. She's a great artist. She also does some commercial art, like T-shirt stuff and like screen printing stuff. And we talk all about that. We talk about her blown ink technique with her art. We talk about her days at the Wichita State University Arts Program. All kinds of stuff. You can find her and her art at marystreepy.com. And you can find QQ at qqband.com. Their album is absolutely fantastic. She did the artwork for it, and it's gorgeous looking. I'm glad that I bought it on vinyl because I think I might have it framed. But then what do you do with the actual record? I don't know. Maybe you keep it in there and you have a little slot made so you can pull the record out and play it. Or maybe you just keep it in a little plastic thing and you know, what am I talking about? Maybe I should just ask her to make a thing. You can get her to do custom paintings. You can commission paintings from her. Find her at marystreepy.com and go to qqband.com for your QQ band needs. Mary is a fantastic person. We had a great conversation, a lot of laughs. She's extremely interesting and extremely cool. I hope you enjoy my conversation with the extremely talented artist, musician, Mary Streepy. Let's get down. Pushing of the buttons. It's all starting. You better get ready to come clean with some shit, Mary.
Oh, Stevie. My God.
Okay, here's one thing I like so far about our communications.
Okay.
And just our couple of texts back and forth. You did refer to yourself in the third person. You're like, what? Hey, it's Streepy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
No, that's cool. Can I call you that?
Yeah.
Okay, because it sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I mean, yeah. I think I just, I don't know. A lot of people used to call me that when I was in school and stuff, just by my last name, and I like it.
That's cool.
Yeah, my nickname.
That's pretty cool. Do you remember, I saw you guys when you did your end of an ear in store.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was cold that day. Is that right? Was it cold?
Yes, because it was in October, I think.
Or November.
I don't remember. No, it was in November.
Okay,
because
I was like, it was like in April, just as like, but I guess it was like last year or something. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I was there and I loved it and I bought your album and I've been going through Carrie.
Uh-huh.
To get something going.
Yeah, when I said I was doing it, they were like, "You're doing it without us?" but they never mentioned it.
She gave me the runaround.
Well, that's
she'll never
shame
work
on
in
them.
This town again.
Shame on them.
How did that band come together? How did QQ come together?
Well,
cuz you sing and you play guitar and you like
Well, I always wanted to drum like on a full drum kit, and so Carrie Clark and Claire Hamilton were already starting to form this thing, and I was doing merch at some venue for Carrie for 16 Deluxe. They were playing a show, and at that show she like told me about this project she wanted to do where it was going to be all females, and at that point Sally Crew was involved too.
Oh yeah.
And she was the drummer, but they were like, "Do you want to come and, you know, do stuff with us?" And so I was like, "Hell yeah." I was in another band, Bumping Uglies.
Is that still going on?
No, it's not right now. Yeah.
That's a dirty name.
Yeah. We switched it to the Buglies because
I thought it was a little cute.
We started doing kids' music, so we had to change the name. Yeah. So, and there was another band called Bumping Uglies that formed around the same time, and they got really popular, so people kept thinking we were playing shows places, but it wasn't us. It was like some weird ska punk band. Anyway, so I went to a practice with Carrie and Claire, and Sally couldn't be there, and we just jammed. And then eventually, like, Sally just couldn't do the project, so they were like, "Do you want to be the drummer?" So I just started doing that, and then we made an album.
Yeah, with Sanchez.
Yeah. Sanchez and Louis Lino. Louis did like the beat, the side B, and John did side A.
So you're doing a full length album this time?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
And when should people expect it? Don't start expecting things if you're just going in the studio this weekend. Is that your answer?
Oh, no, we have a goal. I think we wanted to release it in the fall, so yeah, sometime in the fall.
Is that one of those scarves by the famous guy?
No. Oh, is there a famous guy that does scarves?
I think so. Alexander McQueen, is that a guy?
That's a guy, I think. I don't know. I don't think it's special. It's just got some skulls on it, some bones.
What about your solo stuff? Because I liked your solo stuff too.
Oh, well, I haven't really been doing that.
So musically right now it's just QQ.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I wanted to, it just feels really good right now to be working with those ladies, and it's working really well, and we just are meshing so finely and making the music all at once together, so
yeah.
Or taking pieces of it, thinking of it on, you know, my particular parts, and then bringing them to the table is kind of all I'm doing right now.
How often do you guys play? Not a lot.
Right now we haven't been playing as much because of just getting ready to record. So
sure.
We've just been songwriting. So
songwriting.
Yeah, we've just been.
How does that go with you guys? Is it all you in the room together?
Well,
that can get ugly. I mean, I don't know for you guys, but it can get ugly. I've seen it.
Yeah,
get ugly.
I mean, ego always gets in the way sometimes.
Yeah.
But we just communicate really well with each other.
That's good.
And we don't take it to heart when somebody has an opinion about something else. It's just like really being open to listening. And so it goes really well. And, we all trust each other to come up with each, you know, our own thing for the most part. And lyrically, Claire and I do all the lyrics, and it just kind of, it's the weirdest, it just kind of just happens naturally. It's really organic. And it's only the second band I've been in, but they've been in a lot more bands, and they were like, this is like not usual with a band. And so it feels, it feels really good to work with them. And to be able to all exist in a song, you know, in the writing process.
Sure.
So no one, it's just all, everybody's putting their piece into the puzzle.
And everyone has ownership. So it means something to everyone
to
be there and be on time and
be
good at what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah. I record all of our practices and email them to them, and we kind of listen. You know, it's a great way to listen and see what you're each person's doing, and kind of get a different perspective.
Did you come out and play guitar on a song and sing?
Who?
You.
Yeah, there's there's
that girl over there.
There's one song where I sing and play the kick and guitar.
Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah. And then in the middle of the song, pick up a stick and hit the tom, and then go back to guitar.
Is there theatrics involved in that? Like, is there some guy, or are you just trying to get something happening musically? What you're trying to catch up with what you did recording wise or something?
Yeah, I guess so. But people do seem to love that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in Bugley's, it was very theatrical and performance. Mm-hmm. So I kind of miss that. So I do try and like keep, you know, that little bit of silliness kind of.
Yeah.
And then I just think it's funny to try and do that many things at once.
Well, there's people that come from music, that come at music from art school, like not as like, hey man, I'm this badass like Berkeley musician guy. I just like, hey man, now I've painted, I've sculpted, I've done stuff with urine, and now I'm
with urine.
I don't know. I figure at some point you get bored.
Wait, I gotta do that. I haven't done that one yet. It's coming next. That's my next project.
But there was one. What was that thing that Metallica had? Remember they had that album Load, and it was like blood and semen.
What?
It was like a mix, and that was the album cover. It looked like a wave.
Oh,
a big red wave.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with Metallica's album covers.
Come on, man. You're in the arts. no, but there's people like Devo and like,
yeah,
like those guys, they were artist guys, and they were like, hey, let's play instruments and have a band.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. 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 I would say my primary thing in life has been, you know, painting and making visual art. But from an early age, I always had instruments and stuff. I just didn't fully start writing music until probably college.
Okay.
Yeah. And I had a friend, and we used to go to public places, and we were called How Am I Not Myself? And we'd go to public places and just improv songs, like
awesome.
For no one. I mean, just for ourselves. And I would film it. So that's kind of where I started to make music, and I liked doing it.
So there was like a weird kind of like art slant to whatever it was. You weren't just a kid in your room like trying to bang out a Beatles song.
Not at the beginning. Yeah, I didn't do that until later.
So where are you from? Like, where were you born?
Wichita, Kansas.
Okay, so you're like a Kansas lady.
Uh-huh, I'm a Kansas lady. That's what my friends always say. Kansas lady there.
Kansas lady. And you went to school there, right? You went to Wichita State University.
Yep.
I think WSU. I played there.
Really?
I think so. I think I played like in the lunchroom in the afternoon. It was terrible.
Oh, strange.
I was on tour with a friend of mine. He had like these NACA connections. Remember NACA? Do you know what that is?
Oh, I don't think so.
It's the National Association of I don't know. College people hire you to do things.
Uh-huh.
And they give you good money, but they're awful gigs.
Like yeah.
The lunchroom.
I do remember that there was a music in the lunchroom, but I rarely went into the lunchroom.
Right.
So.
You don't seem like a lunchroom hanger.
Yeah. There was a bowling alley in that same, I think, in the downstairs. I used to like going there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Eat some tater tots, have a beer in the middle of art class.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it was good.
So you were born in Wichita, and your parents, what did they do?
My mom works at a dental office.
Okay.
And then my dad, he is, he's kind of a business. He likes starting businesses and such. There's an area in town in Wichita called Old Town, and he kind of started it. He had a restaurant called the Pasta Mill, and then started a sports bar called Heroes. So I grew up like around bars, and you know, like him making these like businesses happen, and him knowing a lot of people and whatnot. But now he just kind of runs like Airbnbs.
Oh,
and
that's
stuff
cool.
In Wichita, yeah.
That's kind of an odd place. Like, I'm going to go to Wichita. I'm going to need an Airbnb because I'm going to spend a week there.
It seems strange, but he's doing really well. And I guess a lot of people go to Wichita. So, and they have, you know, and they just hosted the college basketball.
Did?
Yeah.
The
NCAA.
Final Four or something?
Yeah, they hosted it in Wichita. So that brought a lot of people in. But it's the Wichita's growing. It's got a really good art community. I always did a lot of art shows there, and there's tons of artists and cool things to do. And they're a little bit behind other cities, but everyone there like really loves living there and everything. Yeah. I had been visiting Austin, and I was like, I knew I was going to come here right after college because I just wanted to be immersed in this scene here.
Yeah. I think I saw The Departed that day because we played that afternoon in the lunch place, and then we played a regular gig that night at a bar.
And I like that you remember that you saw The Departed.
Yeah, it was the end of a tour. I'd been gone for 2 months.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, I got two more days, like Wichita, Oklahoma City, Dallas, and home.
Yeah.
3 days.
That's the movie where the bad guy's the cop pretending to be a cop.
It turns just out
and
like everyone's bad.
The good guy. Yeah.
They're
and
all
Jack
rats.
Nicholson's in there, and things are happening.
Yeah. They're all rats, because, you know, like at the end, that rat, like everyone kills each other, and then
right.
that rat
oh,
just
yeah.
kind of like runs by and is like, ha ha ha.
Oh, yeah.
I am also a rat.
They should have had him talk
they
at the end.
They should have really,
yeah.
like, I'm going to write Scorsese
and that
would have
been like
now,
the spin, like, and everyone would have remembered that movie.
Can you make a special version?
Yes, everyone is a rat.
So you started making music when you went to art school?
Yes, so that's when I started doing the How Am I Not Myself with my friend Lucy.
Were you kind of an outcast in high school?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I kind of just did my own thing. I was really into art, so art class in high school was my fave, and I was kind of a weirdo.
But then when you went and got, because you graduated, you got a bachelor's.
Yeah, Bachelor of Fine Arts, yeah.
Yeah, and so when you went there, did you find your people?
You know, honestly, I mean, not really. I
That's a bummer.
Yeah, I mean, I hung out with a lot of people, but I mostly still hung out with the friends I had made prior to going to college. Art school was confusing times because... They didn't really have, they couldn't really cater to someone like me who was doing stuff that, you know, like I was selling art and was more market, you know, was doing stuff that was more marketable. But in art school, it's like they kind of want you to, they want you to go the grad school route. So like, right. It's like, it was like all like, you need to be more conceptual and you need to explain
right.
You know, it's all about the idea, and you know, and I was like, I just want to make cool shit, you know, like I just want to.
You have
just
like
do
that,
what I'm doing.
Sort of like the factory vibe, like that.
Yeah,
you know
like
I mean?
I just
let's and, just make them, get them out of here, let's keep going.
Yeah, and I was making tons of art,
yeah.
So they couldn't like really say much because they were like, well, she's making a lot of art, but. You know, and then I had 1 year where I did try and be more conceptual, but then the teacher was like, don't. Stop painting though.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, what do you guys want?
Right.
And then like 1 year I got a full year scholarship, but also that same year, like you had to put your art on the wall to be judged, and someone wrote out the word lame with an arrow pointing to my art. But that year I got a full year scholarship. So it was just like I didn't know what I was doing.
Well,
I wanted to quit, but then they kept giving me money to keep going. So
yeah. It's subjective, man. Yeah. That guy didn't like it.
Yeah.
Fuck that person. I'm assuming it was a dude.
It probably was a dude.
Fuck that dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, who put an arrow? Lame. Lame.
Yeah.
My mom did that when she was pregnant with me.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. Todd Wolfson did that of us.
Oh, my God. Look at that Toddy art.
Yeah, I have a Wolfson.
That's great. Yeah. I need a Wolfson.
You do? You can have that one.
Todd, if you're listening, he's
right now. He's mad at me.
He's giving away your art.
I totally am. I have a friend. Do you know this guy, Chris Taylor from San Antonio? He's real good.
I know.
He did that.
That is cool.
So tell me more about art school. Like, what happened there?
Yeah, so I just, you know, I just kept making tons of art.
Did you live at home or did you live off campus?
I lived part of college. I lived at home, and
did
then
that suck?
No. Okay. No, I lived in the basement, and I just, as long as I have space to make art, I could live anywhere.
Yeah.
And then the other half I lived with my friend Lucy downtown in this house apartment, the main floor of a house.
That's cool.
So, yeah. And I had a little studio space in there, too. So,
you know what? People that grow up in the South, they don't hear the word basement. But
I know.
When you get to the Midwest, you get to a certain place, and everyone has one.
Yeah.
And they're kick-ass for to have a band and shit, because they're
my God, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're nice and cold and dark. And yeah. Yeah.
And that's
had my cave, yeah.
Yeah, you had your cave. we were talking, you and I were talking earlier, and you were saying that I was saying that I had a day where I was clear to do whatever I wanted to musically. And yesterday, is that what I was saying? We were saying something, and then you were like, oh, yeah, because I need to clear the thing so that I can do art. And then I was going to ask you a question, which is this. Interviewing is not my first strength, just so you know.
And doing talking good, you're doing
like my,
good.
Talking is like my third quality. There's a guy I know, this producer guy. You may not know him. He's a guitar guy, but he lives in Nashville. He's a great painter, great musician, and he keeps his shit in two different rooms. And so when he can't music, he arts. And when he can't art, he musics.
Oh, yeah.
He just goes from one room to the other.
Right.
When the other one runs out, he goes to the other one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about all these instruments you have
instruments,
in here, and how I would be very distracted.
Yeah, distracted.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, because you have to art. That's how you eat.
Yeah.
So you can't just be sitting in there playing drums, having the time of your life.
I know. Well, yeah, especially when I'm doing a piece for somebody,
right.
I'm like, all right, I gotta really sit down and do this. It can be challenging. Once I'm like in it, I'm good. But it's the getting, you know, hunkering down and getting going. But music wise, I usually go out to the shed. I call it the Shedio, shed studio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But in the summer, it's too hot.
I was gonna say.
So I can go out at night, but then you run into noise issues with, you know, not that the neighbors have ever complained, but I don't want to be that person that's like playing drums at 10 o'clock at night in the Shedio in the yard.
Yeah.
But since being in QQ, we kind of all make them, you know, like I said, we make it all together at once. So really, that's been where I've been doing the music process.
Drumming.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a room, a place?
Yeah, we usually practice at Claire's, Claire and John's,
okay.
John Sanchez's place. Yeah.
They have a place together?
Yep. Yep. And there's tons, of course, of musical instruments and equipment, so it's perfect.
She wasn't that in that. What was that band he had?
Paraguay?
Paraguay.
Yeah, she was in that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's where I know that name. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I like that Paraguay. They're done?
Yep.
Shit, man.
But that album, she gave me that album. It was really good.
Yeah, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get him to tune my piano. That's why I just looked at my piano. I was like, note to self, got to call Sanchez this week.
Yeah. John, you need to come over here and tune this beautiful piano.
You think he'd listen to this? He's been on the show. He was on early on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He'll probably listen.
Back when I was worse at this. So let's talk a little bit more. So you're selling art in college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, like, not to get personal, but were you making, like, money?
Yeah. I mean, I was I was making
paying
enough.
Your rent?
Yeah. Like, I had, I had a job. I worked at a frame shop, too.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Like deck the walls or something?
Well, I worked at like Michael's. That? Yeah, okay. Michael's in the frame shop. And then I worked for, I call him my second dad, Jack Wilson. He had a really nice frame shop in Wichita, and I worked under him for a long time and learned a lot about framing. And he's so wonderful. And yeah.
Does that come in handy? Like when you sell a painting, can you be like, oh, and for an extra?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because I know how to do, you know, I can mat, I can stretch canvas, I can, you know, frame. I know what looks good. I know how to do all that stuff. So it really is, it does come in handy. And like dry mounting, like all the stuff. So yeah, I was really glad that I had that job. And then, yeah, I mean, like I did art shows and just learned early on about like getting prints made and, you know, just trying whatever I could to make extra money off of all that stuff.
Yeah, your website is like I mean this in the best way, but it's like a website where you're like, hey man, here's my stuff. Cool, right? Okay, this is the price for this. Yep. This is how much doing this costs. You want a portrait of your dogs? You want a 5x7 of your face?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. I think that's brilliant. I mean, you got to find a way. You learn to trade. It's like learning how to be a plumber. Why not use it?
Yeah, yeah. I always like, I mean, if I'm making money at something that I love to do, then, I mean, that's the fucking dream.
Yeah.
You know,
that is the fucking dream. That is the dream. Tell me about your weird spinning thing. There's a lot about that spinning art that goes out to the sides. I got to stop whistling on this show.
Is there spinning? No, there's not.
Talked about it in your, do you use a spirograph or something?
I guess I did get into that for a second.
Well,
I get
into your bio like it's a thing.
Oh, no.
It takes up like a whole paragraph.
Who wrote this bio?
I don't know who this person is, but it might have gotten you all wrong.
I think it was, I think in that I'm talking about blowing ink, which is what I do. Yeah.
Exactly. Sorry.
But I did get into spinning ink too. I love process. So
One of my best friends was in a band called Ink in Houston. And I think he would love the idea that there's a process called blowing ink.
Blowing ink. Yeah.
Eric Jarvis, that was for you, if you're listening. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. I still do that. I still use ink a lot. So I would say that's my favorite medium.
I had a girlfriend. She did that and those dogs. She did that with portraits with watercolors.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
Also blew the watercolors.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, I do. I mean, like, I use everything, but ink is my primary thing. And I do a lot of tree paintings, and that process usually occurs in those paintings.
I like your tree paintings a lot.
Thanks.
Yeah. I like all your paintings. You're a really great artist.
Thank you.
Yeah. And a cool-ass drummer, by the way. And a great singer.
Thank you. Jeez.
Yeah. And I don't know what all you had to do with that video for Mission, but I like that video.
It's
co-directed, but you don't know if one person was like the...
I took it and edited it. Like, okay. I did all the...
You did the post stuff.
Yeah, and filmed all the moon scenes. Kind of.
You were the only one that had access to the moon at that time.
Yep. I was like, listen up, we're going to make a trip to the moon really quick.
Yeah.
Got to film some stuff. So, yeah.
Let me ask you some more about the art stuff. Talk about these t-shirts.
Oh, yeah, the t-shirts. Yeah.
I really like them. I saw a lot of the designs on there. Are they available, or you said it's 2 months or something's happening? Is that the Australia thing? You can't be making them?
Oh, well, yeah, I won't be able to run my... I have an Etsy shop.
Okay.
It's just called Streepy on Etsy, and I sell a lot of shirts of... Mainly, I'd say the illustrations are of musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sell a lot of shirts through that.
Have you met any stores, like any sort of South Congress?
I don't. I mean,
they seem like they could...
I don't, yeah. You could sell for like $78 or something. I should be reaching out to do that. I haven't really done any of that yet. I've done some work for bands.
Oh, really?
And that have used my designs for their like merch shirts
and such. Oh, you did that QQ album cover.
Yep, that's QQ album cover. And then, yeah, I make our own shirts for the band.
Yeah. After looking at your stuff today, I can see, like, oh, that's a Streepy.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and the shirts, like, I was doing illustrations, and I taught myself how to screen print. I had a friend, Alberto, who who gave me two screens, you know, like the basic stuff to like get started on that, kind of told me how to do it. And then that was probably in 2012, maybe 2011. And then since then, I just kind of slowly taught myself how to do it. And since I was kind of a lot better at it, I was like, oh, I can make these illustrations into t-shirts. It'd be so cool to like wear people's faces or something, you know?
Sure, yeah.
So the first one I did was for Courtney Barnett, the singer, mm-hmm, her bandmate Bones, the bass player. I made a shirt of his face for fun, and it said, you know, Bones on the bottom, and then they all really liked it, and so then I ended up doing a shirt for her merch, of her face.
No shit?
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Wow. I mean, she's famous.
Yeah.
Is she nice?
She's the nicest person ever.
I like her gems a lot, man.
Well, I met her a long time ago, probably 2014. They were playing a show, like a night show for Fun 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 Fest at the Belmont.
Okay.
And I randomly reached out via Twitter because I didn't know if I could go to the show without a wristband. And right. I was just kind of asking the venue, but I think I tagged her and she responded and was like, oh yeah, you should come. And I'm like, oh shit, okay, I'm coming. And then put me on the door. That's how cool she is. And then ever since then, when she comes back, I've hung out with her. So it's been really cool to see how famous she's gotten.
Yeah, man.
Like, she wasn't, she was just at the beginning, I think, back then. And then really blew up.
And she's nice enough to still talk to the chick from Twitter that she got into the Belmont show?
Yeah, we're still friends. Like, she wished me a happy birthday the other day.
What?
She's so nice. Yeah.
That's amazing.
But yeah, actually, every time they play here, she puts me on the door.
That's
which
cool.
Is, that's how cool she
that's
is.
That's cool. It's yeah. solid.
Yeah, she's absolutely the nicest legend ever.
Legend.
Legend.
I was going to say something else about the t-shirts, but now I'm blown away. What does it take to get you to do a t-shirt for? Is it expensive? Sorry, now I'm negotiating in like the saddest way possible. Is it expensive?
Because
I need to make t-shirts, but I don't have a lot of money, and I love my face.
I'm flexible on my on my pricing.
You're not
going to
charge me that Courtney Barnett money, are you?
Yeah. I'm pretty flexible on it. I mean, the once the screen's made, it's like you can make as many prints as you want of
sure.
a certain design. It's really mostly just that process that is the time
And also
time
there
consuming.
Could be a way to get you to do the design.
And then I don't, and not do
and
the screen.
And then someone else does the printing?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Do you trust that person? You would send me to a person, wouldn't you?
I trust other screen printers because, to be honest, I'm printing out of the Shedio, so
yeah.
I only have one. I mean, mine is really, like, you know, ghetto rig thing going on, DIY for mine. I wish I had a bigger space to do more screens. I can only do one. Well, I could do, like, two layers, but it's very complicated, so...
I would just the one thing.
Yeah, it works for now until I can maybe
Well, when
expand.
It's Joan Jett, what do you need? Purple? No way, man. It's black and white, Joan Jett.
I think it'd be cool if she had, like, a purple scarf on and, like, some blush.
She has a very Puerto Rican vibe.
I
think she does, like, in general, not just on your shirt, but, like, in general.
She does
when
kinda.
She was younger, because she has had some work done.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got, yeah.
Yeah.
She's got
to keep rocking, man.
There is that weird sort of thing that happens when people start getting work done where they're like, well, she doesn't look 30, but she looks like some, like there's like a alien 70-year-old.
Yeah.
She's not 70. She's like only like, she's not probably even like not even 10 years older than me or something, right?
I don't know how old Joan Jett is.
You think she's almost 60?
I bet she's in her 60s.
Oh.
Do you think? I don't know.
I just want her to be
Joanie,
older than me.
How old are you?
Yeah, ask Courtney Barnett. I bet she knows.
She knows how old Joan Jett is? Courtney.
Don't they all call each other?
They all talk. That's one thing I found out.
Well, I'm friends with the Go-Go's, and they, I mean, like, when the bass player from the Bengals couldn't make a show, they called Kathy Valentine
do you
from
know,
the Go-Go's.
So do you know Belinda?
I don't.
Oh.
I don't. That's
My
the only
friend...
one I've just met. I know And I don't really know Gina. I know Kathy really, really well. We have a band together and she lives here.
Uh-huh.
And I know Charlotte and I know Jane real well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I asked my friend for, I texted Tomo, my friend Tomo, the other day of give me a song, you know, and I want to listen to a song. Just give me a song. And she gave me a Belinda. What's her last name?
Carlisle.
A Belinda Carlisle song.
And not I was about like, you?
No, it was, I think it had to do with the rain. I don't know. I'm awful because I was I don't know any of her music.
She's got a great song, Mad About You.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
So they know each other. So anyway.
But yeah, so yeah, the Go-Go's and Courtney go way back also. And
oh, maybe so.
Joan. They are all actually having lunch today.
They are right now.
Yeah.
They are right now.
Yep.
What design does the best? You did a Prince one or was that a Prince painting?
Oh, that was just...
Saw Prince
painting. It was, yeah, it was a illustration, but I never made that one into a shirt. I would say the most popular one on my Etsy is... Well, I did a Broad City one.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Yeah, yeah.
That one is really popular when the show is in it. Like, if the when the show starts its new season, it'll get popular again.
How do you like, tag it and stuff and be like...
Yeah, yeah.
Do they know about it? Or do they get like, hey, lady? No. No, I understand.
No, some people are really. I think that they, as a duo, are cool because a lot of people have Broad City stuff on Etsy. So I think they just don't go after the people. I think they're cool about it.
Well, plus it's you're not taking their thing and stealing their exact
right.
It's your original art of their image.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some, you know. Luckily, I feel like most people of that I've done images of are just cool, or the company's cool. I have had stuff taken down, like Bruce Springsteen. I had a Bruce Springsteen shirt. Their people took that down.
Well, he didn't see it. I'm sure he'd be very happy.
Yeah, Bruce would love it.
Sure. Why wouldn't he? Be like, hey, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, thanks.
Thanks, Streepy.
Yeah, no problem, Bruce.
Bruce! No problem, the boss.
Gosh, what is the most popular one? You know, Dolly Parton has been does really well.
You know,
shop.
Deirdre? Oh, did you do a shirt of Gallardo or just an illustration?
Of Hello.
Of Lori Gallardo?
Oh, I did. Well, I did make it into, I wanted to do a shirt, but she wasn't comfortable with that, her being on a shirt. But I was like, it would be so cool.
Tell her, shut up. Courtney Barnett's fine with it.
Shut up.
Lori, if you're listening to it, I literally just said that. Shut up. Courtney Barnett is fine with it. I want to wear a Gallardo shirt.
Everyone wants to have your face on a shirt.
She's a very beloved person in this town. Does she, she played the QQ? Oh, yeah, you guys were on a thing. Was she hosting it?
She wasn't the host. Jack Anderson was. But Lori's great. She plays us a lot, and I really appreciate it. And I think she's amazing. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Lucky, lucky.
So what are you going to do in Australia? You're just going to go down there and have fun?
Yeah.
For a whole month?
Yeah.
Man, I work really hard. I had one day off in the Bahamas. Like one day.
It's my dadcation. I'm just going to be a dad. And
you are? What does that mean?
I don't know. Just tell dad jokes and watch a lot of TV. You know,
Australian
TV. Yeah.
It's upside down, isn't it?
It's upside down. You have to watch. Yeah, I have to like lay upside down to make sense. Yeah, I've been really into Australian television lately, actually.
Really?
Yeah. There's a show called Wentworth. It's really good.
Okay.
It's on Netflix. And then there's a show called Offspring, which takes place like all in Fitzroy area in Melbourne, which it's going to be fun.
Are you like an Australiaphile or something? Are you like super
I'm part Australian.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I was born in the wrong country. I think I'm supposed to be Australian. No one's Australian.
Oh, okay.
I'm just fucking around. But I really like I get along with Australians really well, so I think I might have lived another life in Australia at some point.
Maybe you did.
Yeah.
I heard a comedian was saying that you can really work hard on your Australian accent, which mine is terrible, by just saying the words Jennifer Lopez, like Jennifer Lopez. Is that pretty
someone
good?
Someone told me a great one is Rise Up Lights. If you say Rise Up Lights.
Say it.
Rise Up Lights.
Okay.
It's like you're saying razor blades in an Aussie accent. So Rise Up Lights. So if you want to get like going.
Rise Up Lights.
Rise Up Lights.
I get you Rise Up Lights.
Yeah. Rise Up Lights.
That's good.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Are there any, Dave Boyle's from Australia. You know him? Keyboard Mm-mm. player guy? Has
no.
a church house studio?
Nope.
He's nice.
Cool.
He's Australian, but he's really nice. So people can find you at marystreetbee.com.
Yep.
QQ is...
QQband.
QQband.com.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything I'm missing with you, Mary Streetbee? Is there any of the other art stuff? Like, people can find you at Mary Streetbee. You can go there. You can get... You'll do dog portraits?
I do anything art-wise.
Human portraits?
Urine. No.
I work in strictly urine and blood.
Urine and blood, like the Metallica album cover. That's my new work. So the Etsy shop is where I have already made products that are for sale. I have tons of art for sale. I have art prints. I do... the pet portraits, people really love getting their pets drawn, and it's fun. And now I can also put your pet on a t-shirt if you would like that too. I know. And I have loads of the tree paintings do pretty well, so I have a bunch of those. I really need to probably do an art show here in Austin.
Yeah, that would be great.
Because I have a ton of art.
Do you ever get your stuff out there during the East Side weekend or whatever that is?
I did West once, but...
What's that?
It's the
West Side answer to East Side.
Yeah. West Side was like, well, hey, wait, we've got artists over here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We want to be represented. I did that once, but it was a lot, and if I had a proper studio, it would be worth it. But since I'm working out of a shed, it's kind of like,
isn't working.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I mean, a lot of people came through, and it was really cool. I really like that the city does that. So, but no, I just haven't. I've just been doing so much stuff that I haven't been able to focus on doing shows and art shows and stuff. But
right.
It's something that I definitely want to start doing. Or trying to do.
What about, have you ever taken shirts down to like Pecan Street?
No.
Is that crazy?
I haven't done that.
Is selling art at Pecan Street weird? Because I like some art.
We played Pecan Street.
Well, yeah, you play, but I mean, but as an artist, is there like, oh no, she sells at Pecan Street. She's not even real.
Oh, I feel
like how chefs
like
are about Rachel Ray.
You know, like it's kind of, like that kind of stuff. It's like people do like a particular thing, you know? I don't know. Maybe if I was... You know, doing illustrations live, and then
I don't think you have to do that. I've been there where there's been not. I'm not saying shirts like that, but like you know,
yeah,
you'll buy a Matthew McConaughey drawing on a shirt.
Never, never making a Matthew McConaughey shirt.
Do you not
never
like
say
him?
Never. No, I don't know. He's fine.
He seems like a nice guy.
He does seem like a nice guy. No, I haven't ever done... I used to sell... When I first moved here, I didn't have a job and I needed money, so I used to sell my art on the sidewalk in SoCo. And I did pretty well. Like, I could make, like, $100 in a day, like, in a couple hours.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So, I mean, I could potentially do that. It's just... I just need to get on top of it.
The thing about... Whenever I think of something like an Etsy store and the fact that you could sell those shirts and maybe you were selling them at a rate of, like, 15 a day or something like that. But to me, all I can think is, like, oh, my God, you have to put all those in packages and go to the mailbox.
It is a lot. It's running. Yeah.
It's like, that would stop me from doing any kind of mail order.
Yeah.
Is the actual mailing stuff.
I think there's a Portlandia episode about that. No, it can be. It gets really crazy in Christmas time. Like,
yeah.
I'm just like, I'm going to the post office every day of that month, the month of December.
Why don't you get stamps.com? Get one of those machines.
No, I have. So I make my own labels. All I do is take them and drop them off. It's the greatest thing.
Okay.
I don't have to. No, I don't deal with that anymore. It's just like a learning process of how to do all that stuff. So it's pretty easy. Like, I have a system. It's pretty easy. But yeah, it can get a little crazy sometimes. But I don't sell enough in each. Like, I just ran like I had like 7 orders. I kind of wait and clump them all together and then just do them all at once and then wait for the next batch to come through.
Yeah.
But I like it.
Yeah.
I like the process and it's fine. I write little notes and I like it.
I used to like making posters, like going to Kinko's and doing the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. No, the old school, the old school way. I like it.
Yeah, now I hate it.
Though. Now you hate it.
Do you do all the artwork for like everything like that for QQ? Like posters and stuff?
Yeah.
Do you like doing that?
Yeah, yeah. I don't do it as much for us as I do for other people, but I do. I love making all that stuff. Yeah, the post. I like doing posters and stuff. So if anyone needs a flyer done, hit me up. I can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to marystreepy.com.
Yeah.
You can email her there.
Yeah, you can email me there.
Contact her.
Find me on Facebook, Mary Streepy Art.
Mary Streepy Art. Great place.
Yeah.
QQ Band.
Yep.
You can find QQband.com.
Yep.
Find that great album, QQ.
Yep. We're making our second album. Watch out.
Louie Lena this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm really interested in hearing it. When it's done, will you let me listen to it?
Absolutely.
Even though I could be a terrorist.
Oh, my God. What kind of interview is this?
It's one where I just come clean. Thank you for being on the show. It's been really nice talking to you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell the other ladies I said hey.
I will.
I've been friends with Carrie for a long time. Did she say that? Did she say nice things about me?
Yes.
What'd she say?
She said, verbatim. I've been friends with Johnny for a long time.
Was there more of a lilt in her voice? Was it like,
Johnny.
Like a sentence?
They only just told me that you had been wanting QQ on. Unless I wasn't. There's a lot of times where I'm not paying attention. But
You weren't in the emails. Those are the only two.
Yeah,
and then that way
So when I was like, I'm going to go do Johnny's show, they were like, what?
Yeah.
Just by yourself. I'm like, yep.
What?
Sorry.
Well, listen, when you do the next album, the three of you guys come on together. I love you guys. I loved that show that day. I had such a good time.
Oh,
there were a lot of cool music people there, too, that day, by the way.
That was really fun. I really liked doing that end of veneer show. That was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of big music fans, too, like ones you see at shows that you go see. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so cool. I'm very grateful to be in this band, and it makes me really happy.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here in the scene.
Yeah, thank you. Me too.
Yeah, me too. You can have that painting.
Todd, I'm taking this painting.
He's taking it. Oh, by the way, you said this guy, Jack Wilson, is that the guy's name?
Yeah.
Okay, so Todd Wolfson, a long time ago, like 20 years ago, I had a friend that was here from L.A., and he was staying here. And when he went back to L.A., I used to go have breakfast every day with Todd Wolfson and Andy Langer and Jeff Klein. And then this guy, when he was there, this guy, Dan, he would go with us every day. He thought it was real cool. And so he went back to LA. He'd been there about a week. And I was like, how's it going there? He's like, oh, it's fine. But I miss the gang, man. I wish I was sitting there at a bench at Quack and Fucks in Hyde Park with Todd Wilson.
Todd Wilson.
So from then on, I've called him Wilson.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Yeah. Well, hey, thank you so much, Mary.
Thanks,
everyone,
Johnny.
Get out there to marystreepy.com and qqband.com. Get involved. Mary's a great artist, a great musician. Look for the new QQ album coming sometime soon. Mary Streepy from the band QQ. Man, she's fantastic. It was great talking to her. Man, she's an amazing artist. Go to marystreepy.com to find out about the art. Go to qqband.com for your QQ band needs. That's Q-U-E-U-E, Q-U-E-U-E. While you're out there checking out qqband.com and marystreepy.com, don't forget that you can subscribe to this podcast on all the places where you do that, like on Spotify, on Stitcher, on TuneIn, on Overcast, on all the places where you find podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, if that's still a thing, if that's still alive, hanging in there. iTunes just barely hanging on by its nails. That's the sound of its nails creaking down a thing. Anyway, QQ, their album is absolutely fantastic. Get it. I have it on vinyl. I got it at their record release. I listen to it often and as much as I can. All right, go to QQ.com or QQband.com for all of your QQ band needs. And also marystreepy.com. Let's hear some more music from QQ And don't forget, guys, if you're in Houston tonight, come on out to Fitzgerald, see Skyrocket. We're there doing it. Let's get down.